Or should we get that fixed first?
Fixed it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, we're on.
Okay. Good afternoon, committee. I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land meeting to order. It is 2:00 PM. Today is September 28th. Roll call, please.
Congressman Keane.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman. Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Chair Rivard.
Here. Next item on our agenda is prayer. I've asked Congressman Tillman to render a prayer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. Please join me in the saying of our Father, please. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. The next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes. And those are dated September 23rd.
Chair.
Yes, sir.
Motion to approve the minutes. In the minutes, the approval of minutes reflects 6 yeas and 0 nays. I believe that should say 5.
Thank you, sir.
Chair.
Yes, sir.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as amended for September 23rd.
A motion, is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, say yes.
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 Thank you, committee. The minutes are now approved. The next item on our agenda is ONCR 22-07, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2023. I have on our agenda an executive session to discuss the plan. Is there anything or anyone that want to discuss anything outside of executive session regarding the plan? I'm going to send to Caitlin real quick the questions that we had sent to the Gaming Authority Board that our committee had requested. And the questions that we sent out as described are found in our law, in the gaming law, under the gaming reform piece of it. It's pretty clear as to what is to be contained in our annual plan, or the gaming's annual plan. And so the goal today is to try to find out if, are you guys satisfied with what's been sent to us? They had actually sent down some revisions to the annual plan. And so if the committee is comfortable, we could move that out of committee, but that's what we'll be talking about today. Caitlin, I'm going to send the questions to you right now. Also, just so you know, the chair is doing the best he can to get here. He was just now coming through Barnsdall, I believe. They had a gaming board meeting today, this morning. So thank you, Board Malone, for being here. Okay, Caitlin, let me know when you get those.
I just received them.
Okay, if you could pull them up on the screen, that'd be great.
And you, just to clarify, you weren't wanting to go into executive session?
No, these are just the questions. I'm not asking that it be dispersed. I'm not asking that we go into the detail of the plan yet. I'm trying to give Mr. Hager time to get here. And soon as Congressman Big Horse gets here as well, he's got a bill on our agenda. Did the assistant chief just get here? Okay. Okay, so committee, if you remember, these are the questions that we had sent to the board. I'll just summarize real quick. And again, this is in language drafted out of the current law, was that they provide a budget for each gaming facility and all gaming related activities for the upcoming fiscal year. And also we had asked for a budget summary. And the law says that a financial report for each gaming facility and gaming related activity for the prior year in relation to the anticipated performance of each facility in the upcoming year would be provided. And then we talked about the audits, disclosure of any and all audit findings and or comments from the prior year and the status of the corrective actions. And I believe that's something that they're going to provide to us. Also the capital outlays and personal property retention. And I think Congresswoman Lemon talked about that a little bit yesterday, but they're to provide a disclosure of any significant anticipated capital outlays or personal property acquisition and a statement of any previously approved capital projects not yet complete, including the initial budget, the amount expended to date, and the remaining amount of the budget to be spent on the project. Also, there's mention in the law borrowing plans, including the plans to make, accept, or endorse, or issue bonds. Mortgages and security agreements and any other instrument of indebtedness or guarantee exceeding a cumulative annual amount of $500,000. And then a disclosure of any plans for significant expansion of existing operations or establishment of new operations or related businesses, particularly plans requiring the purchase or lease of real property and or construction of gaming facilities. So these are the questions that we had put forth back to the board. And I think that in the last meeting, we felt comfortable with most of them. I think we were waiting on the audits and maybe some more information. Congressman Big Horse, do you want me to go ahead and jump to your piece of legislation? Sure. We can do that for you. The committee, without objection, do you mind if we go to item number 6, which is ONCR 22-16, a resolution to approve the bylaws of the place to borrow money, public person, purpose corporation in accordance with the articles of incorporation.
Thank you, Madam Chair. courtesy sponsor, but this is something that we've been working on for. This is a courtesy sponsor, and this is something that they need, one of the pieces that they need to move forward with. So I agreed to file this late and sponsor it, because this is something that I think all of us are in agreement that it's something that we want to move forward with, but we want to do it properly. So this is one of the pieces that they need to move forward.
Committee, any questions regarding the bylaws? Congressman Potts?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The bylaws reference, and the name escapes me. I apologize. I don't have it in front of me. I was ready to visit about the annual plan, but the bylaws reference a loan servicing fund, loan capital fund. My question is to either the sponsor or to Ms. Thomas. Is that a revolving fund within the nation, or is that a capital injection to the CDFI?
I'm going to defer to Ms. Thomas.
It would be a capital injection to the CDFI, and it would be dedicated just for making loans. It would be a loan pool.
So it will be an asset, Madam Chair.
Continue.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So it will be an asset on the books for CDFI. There will be no guiding revolving fund language to accompany that, because I don't think we've seen the appropriation for that at this time.
You're correct.
Okay.
I don't believe there is one for this session.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee? Any action?
I make a motion to move ONCR 22-16 out of committee with a due pass recommendation.
A motion, is there a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you, Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for allowing me to move it up.
You're welcome. Okay, committee, would anybody like to entertain a motion to go into executive session to discuss the annual plan?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Thank you.